Changes to commercial surrogacy arrangements in India, introduced just before Christmas, have cut off one of the more popular avenues for Australians wanting to become surrogate parents. While going overseas for commercial surrogacy is illegal in Queensland, New South Wales and the ACT, hundreds of Australians still fly to India every year to become parents. However, the Indian government has now issued a directive that only couples who have been married for more than 2 years can enter into commercial surrogacy arrangements, and only if it is legal in their home country. Nance Haxton reports.
Queensland lawyer Stephen Page is a surrogacy specialist who has represented many Australian surrogate parents. He says the policy changes in India have already had a huge impact.
Essentially, if you want to go to India in future for surrogacy, you've got to be married for a minimum of 2 years. Gay marriage is excluded, and surrogacy must be legal back home. And the only place where commercial surrogacy can occur in Australia is the Northern Territory. So unless you're in a heterosexual married relationship for 2 years and you're living in the Northern Territory, you can forget about going to India.
So there was effectively a loophole before this where many Australians were able to go to India to engage in commercial surrogacy arrangements?
Anyone could undertake it in India. Anyone. So, and the majority of people from Australia who went weren't married. So they're either living a de facto relationship or they're in a same-sex relationship or they were singles. I believe instead of about 200 children a year being born to Australian intended parents a year, it'll be down to 5 or 10.
He says the rule change won't stop Australians entering into commercial surrogacy arrangements overseas. They will simply look elsewhere.
See, the strange thing is it's outlawed at the state level, but at the federal level it's not. At the federal level you can go overseas and all that you need to establish is that the child is yours and then the child is entitled to Australian citizenship.
Surrogacy Australia President Sam Everingham says many Australians with incomplete commercial surrogacy deals in India are now in limbo. He says it would be far preferable for Australia to regulate commercial surrogacy at home.
It's become a legal headache for many courts in Australia dealing with the unintended consequences of surrogacy. And I think, you know, if we had arrangements in Australia where commercial arrangements were possible, it would make it much easier for the kids that are born as well as the parents.
What about for people who have ethical concerns about exchanging money for children in that way?
Look, I think there's a lot to be said for keeping these arrangements all happening in the same country. You avoid issues like accusations of exploitation of families from less well-off backgrounds. And it's been clear from systems in place in US states like California and Minnesota that commercial systems can operate very well with really positive outcomes for the children, the surrogates and the intending parents. So I think we need to look really closely at that as a wider community. I mean, despite the laws we've had against surrogacy, there's still a lot of families go overseas and ignore those laws. So I think it'd be a much better outcome if we could get those sorts of arrangements and much greater access to surrogates in Australia. I mean, even if it's not commercial, even if just surrogates being able to advertise that they're willing to carry in Australia, that would be a start.
The President of Surrogacy Australia, Sam Everingham, speaking there with Nance Haxton.